Zika.
Oh, yeah.
So,
huge for boys.
Yes, for boys. It was huge. I was sitting over in the corner. Huge crowd. And they even had the bleachers, you know, at the end. So, the bigger bleachers. So, it's a huge crowd. And I think that was a final, though, wasn't it?
I think that took... And hats off to the Richland Center workers.
Oh, my goodness.
Willing to host this event. Because it's an undertaking. It really is. And they've got all their workers here tonight and a lot of people contributing.
Kenny Thede down there doing the announcement and Bill Twining on the clock.
Johnny Granger in the book.
Yeah, I see Ben Dumbs down there for Wazika on the bench. I mean,
we're set to go. Wazika Steuben will go from our right to our left, and it will be Peck Argyle from our left to our right. Tip is controlled by Peck Argyle, and they've got it. He'll take it the other way and set it up. Loretta Tisch on the far side, back to Avery Steiner, setting it up. Wazika Steuben matching up person to person. Pass right of the free throw line. Backing in, nothing there, is going to be Wellnitz. He'll kick it back out. And again, they'll set it up near the half-court line. Crowd chanting in the background. Fans standing in anticipation of that very first basket tonight. Pass comes right side, caught by Butler. Entry pass in the lane. Tough shot off the glass. Wow. And good for Brooke Wellnitz.
That's a tough shot.
2-0, yeah, swung it from the hip. And now an outlet pass, and it's knocked away. The ball is loose and out of bounds. No foul call. There was a little contact both ways.
Yeah, yes, it's all.
It'll come back to Argyle Pecatonica at half court. 2-0. They lead it. Here is Butler bringing it across the timeline.
Putting a little bit of pressure on him in the backcourt there, Phil.
Well,
in the
backcourt. Nice pass. Shot on the way and good by Loretta Tisch, and it's 4-0. Wazika Steuben basketball up to midcourt. They'll push it down to the baseline. Tough shot up and good for Allie Wall. 4-2. Wazika Steuben open court looking good. Bringing it now is Butler, setting it up on the left side. Goes to the lane, dumps it low. Nice pass. Tough shot good and a plus one coming up. Brooke Wellnitz scores and is going to the line. Added on to make it 6-2. And we'll see who the foul is on.
Number 5, Philip.
Okay.
That's Cameron Herta. That's her first team foul, number 1.
Free throw is in the air on the rim, and no good. Rattles off for Wellness. Rebound was Wazika Steuben. Hornets bring it out now, right? Over to the right side, knocked away and out of bounds. Into the cheerleading section. It'll be Wazika Steuben basketball, and they'll set it up from the baseline. Argyle Pecatonica also matching up person to person. And here comes the slap of the ball, right looking, hustles it in, into the corner, and lost. Now Berger saves it back to the hands of Argyle Pecatonica. Steiner slings it the other way, fast break, they're going to lose it. Butler can't hang on, out of bounds.
Well, I tell you what, Phil, they push the basketball. So they're getting ahead of that defense, but they can't capitalize. They've had two critical turnovers underneath the hoop there.
Some very crisp passes, transition game good, and the Hornets will bring it in play. Work it into Allie Wall. Wall is stopped in the backcourt. Nowhere to wander. Needs some help. Fires it across the right. Elizabeth goes the other way. Throws it backdoor. Turnaround shot by Herta. Yep, and no good. What for? Rebound. The jump ball called. No. Pulled away by Wazika. They score. Wright with a basket.
Elizabeth Wright. I worked with her. Elizabeth and Natalie. I worked with her dad in the prison.
6-4. 2-point deficit now for Wazika Steuben. And a lead for Peck Argyle, taking it left side. Butler fires it off now, penetrating a bit is Steiner. Knocked away, and the Hornets got it in the corner and lost it out of bounds. I think it's important, you know, to kind of bounce back a little bit, and Wazika Steuben figuring out, hey, we can hang with these guys.
Yes, yes. It's all in the head right now. Get the jitters out early.
6-4. Argyle Pecatonica. Pass comes into Wellnitz. Dishes down to the lane. Tisch drives. Shot of the way. Short. Rebound by the Hornets. Here comes Cameron Herta out to midcourt. Herta across the timeline, draws the crowd, knocked away. Wellness gets the steal, hires it up ahead, stolen by Wright. Here we go. Hornets to the baseline, shot of the way, no good. Blocked and then touched last out of bounds by Wazika Steuben. It'll be Peck Argyle's ball. Just underway from Richland Center High School. The winner plays at Portage High School on Saturday afternoon at 1. And the right to go to state. Argyle Pecatonica across the half-court line, leading 6-4. They'll go left side, caught there by Loretta Tisch. Tisch on a drive, got away from the defender. 18-footer, banks in.
Pretty shot, Phil, off the glass.
That's old school.
It is.
8-4. Peck Argyle. Ball comes in to Herta. Herta sets it up near side wall on a drive down to the baseline. Got down deep. Tough shot. No. Rebound Wellnitz. Outlet pass now to Butler. Coming down the boulevard, and she is fouled on the play.
So that'll foul here, and I think it's going to be on number three, Elizabeth Wright. No. 12, Megan Berger.
All right. So that is
Morgan.
Her first, team's second. Inbound pass stolen away by the Hornets. Elizabeth Wright baseballs it up ahead. Here's Berger down the boulevard. Lays it in. Good. Morgan Berger with a basket. 8-6. Argyle Pecatonica. Just under 15 minutes remaining here in the first half. And Argyle Pecatonica takes it across the half-court line. They'll set it up. Close defense by Wall. Ball goes to Tisch on the left wing. Brings it back to Butler. Here's a three try, and it is good. I was just thinking, man, nobody's really tried a three-pointer.
Well, she did that one.
Butler nails it. 11-6, Argyle Pecatonica. Wazika Steuben into the front court. They are trapped near the half-court line. They'll swing it now to Wall. Left side, here's Herta. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Peck Argyle. They'll sling it the other way. There's a layup try. It is good by Steiner. 13-6. Argyle Pecatonica. Ball comes into Wall at half court. And Emma from alley. And Emma has it knocked away out of bounds. Good defense. Boy, these teams look good in the open court.
Well,
eh?
They do, I tell you. And, you know, if you notice Peck Argyle, if they're going to push it, they do it quick. And if they don't have an opening, they hold it back. So, and then work it around for a good shot. So,
Natalie Wright is in, and Isabella Bunders for Wazika Steuben. Inbound pass comes. They'll catch it now. Wall takes a three. It is on the iron and no good. Rebound down deep. Up good on the putback by Elizabeth Wright. That was just plain blocking out well.
Plain blocking out. Nice job for Elizabeth Wright.
13-8. Argyle Pecatonica. Just under 14 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass comes off. Meeting the pass near side is Anna Tisch. Tisch looks, passes to the lane. Now the kick out back for Anna, from Maddie, back to the right side for Brooke Wellness. Wellness holds it above her head. Now on a drive, fires it back out, and they're at half court, setting it up again. Wazika Steuben with the person-to-person matchup defense. Right side caught by Tisch, drives free throw line right, nothing. Back it goes to Anna Tisch, reverses it now on the left side. And Anna brings it back, throws it into the lane. There's Butler, turnaround in the lane, on the iron, bounces, and scores.
Hit every part of the iron there.
It did.
Elizabeth Bunders is now in there for Wazika, along with and we have a travel call. I'm sorry, Phil, for stepping on you.
That's all right.
And Macy Mitchell is also in there for the Hornets. Macy Mitchell's mom was... She's an assistant coach, and she is actually was the Pioneer Athlete of the Year 1 year at UW-Platteville.
Really?
Yep.
Turnover gives it back to Argyle Pecatonica. They'll look for a three on the way, on the iron, no good. Rattles late and out of bounds. It'll belong to Wazika Steuben. So the Hornets feeling a little bit of the pressure on that full court press by Argyle Pecatonica. 15-8. Wazika Steuben trails. They'll bring it in play, caught by Allie Wall. Wall goes back to Elizabeth Wright. Wright in the backcourt. Slings it up half court. Stolen away. Kylie Butler is there. Goes two on one. Jukes. Shoots and scores. What a move. Man.
What a move. What a fake.
There's ball up court. Knocked away. Picked off by Anna Tisch. And Wazika Steuben turns it over again. Argyle Pecatonica slinging it back door. They'll lob it to Butler. She will score. Wow, timeout. Wazika Steuben.
They're going to have to get it together. They can't turn the basketball over and give the back up.
19-8 the score. 12:25 remaining first half here. Girls basketball for WRCO and WRCO.com.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Right away, a turnover by Wazika Steuben. Again, some things we talked about that they can't do in this game.
And they're doing it.
Yep. The 11-point lead for Argyle Pecatonica. Walking it across the timeline is Avery Steiner. Butler catches right side, throws it inside. Nice pass, shot up, no good by Brooke Welnitz. And the rebound rolls out of bounds. It'll be Wazika Steuben basketball.
Turnovers and lack of rebounding, Phil. I mean, we talked about it before the game. They have to do that, and they're not doing it at this point. And they find themselves down by 11.
Right now, the pass will come in play from Kylie Manning just into the game for the Hornets. They'll bring it back to Bunders. Bunders up the right side. Now into the lane, knocked away again. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll belong to Wazika Steuben. We saw some signs for Kylie Butler of Pecatonic Argyle, 1,000 points. Hank, she's only a sophomore.
She's only a sophomore. And you know, I was doing a little figuring, so she's already got 500 points for this year.
How can that be?
Well,
I don't know that I've heard a sophomore 25 make
25 games and over 23 points. I mean, that's crazy.
Driving into the lane and taking a shot is right. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First foul on Argyle Pecatonica. They're home on the scoreboard here at Richland Center High School.
Kudos to them. Under 12 minutes, and it's the first foul of the game, so they're right where they want to be.
As aggressive as they play.
Yes.
Free throw is good by Wright. That will make it 19-9. And one more coming up. She'll take a couple of extra dribbles in the air, and nice job. Got it. That makes it 19-10. No pressure in the backcourt from Wazika Steuben. Kylie Butler across the timeline. Argyle Pecatonica leading by 9. 11:44 remaining here in the first half. Handoff goes to Steiner. Steiner reverses it. Tisch on the left side. Back to Steiner on the right. Throws it now to Welnitz. Turns in. Draws the crowd. Nothing now. Kicks it back to Butler. Kylie takes it around the screen on the left side. Air mails it back to Steiner. And now top of the wheel, Tisch. Butler, deep three, on the way, short. Rebound low, put back no by Welnitz. Put up now again. This one goes for Loretta Tisch. Wow.
Got a rebound. The Hornets have to rebound.
21-10, the score, Argyle Pecatonica. Pass comes up to Maddie Hirsch and company, almost stole it. Herta with the basketball. Hornets with the ball in the corner, knocked away. Butler gets the steal, brings it back now, up ahead to Welnitz. Brooks stops. Is guarded closely, hands off baseline, reverse lay-in try, won't go for Butler, rebound by Cameron Herta.
I think Wazika still, I honestly think they're a little bit nervous. You know, they're playing a little bit uptight, they're not playing what we saw during the year. And you know, they just need to settle down, and they just had to travel, so had a couple balls go. I mean, their last four trips, three of them in turnovers. So.
Yeah, good point. Sometimes, you just try to – you see that play ball where they kind of relax all of a sudden,
yep.
But Wazika Steuben, they're still kind of waiting to get to that point. And now trail by 11. Ball goes to Tisch, and a call for traveling, and the Hornets get it back. We'll come back to Wazika Steuben along the end line. 10:33 remaining in the first half, 21-10. Argyle Pecatonica. Hornets fire it in. It's caught here by Manning. Kylie brings it all the way across the left side with a left-hand dribble drive. Shot of the way, no good. Rebound by the Hornets up, and no good on the putback by Herta. And finally rebounded by Argyle Pecatonica. Brooke Welnitz with the outlet pass. Butler into the front court, knocked away. Picked up now by the Hornets. Cameron Herta into the front court, lost the handle. It's picked off there by Welnitz. Up ahead, Butler wide open, lays it in, good. Man, a lot of turnovers.
Boy, they run the floor.
23-10, the ball game score. Pass comes in play now for the Hornets, and they'll set it up. Down by 13 here in the first half. Bounce feed to right, three on the way, no good for the Hornets. Rebound Butler, swings it out. It's picked off now by Manning of Wazika Steuben. Now knocked into the stands by Anna Tisch. Hank, have you ever seen a game with so many turnovers?
I have not. We're 9 minutes into this, and I mean, we got more turnovers than points. I mean, I'm talking both ways.
Both ways, yeah. Both teams kind of go with that open court thing, but boy, Argyle Pecatonica, they are just slinging it.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting the rebound.
And they're not afraid to pass the ball.
Nope. Ball comes in play. Here's a pass back door. Caught now in the inside by Wall. Nothing. Kicks it out. There's a three-pointer, and good for Allie Wall. The kick out from Emma, and that makes it 23-13. Argyle Pecatonica with the ball, 9.5 remaining in the first half. They'll bring it across to Avery Steiner. Steiner yo-yos the dribble, takes it back to Hirsch on the left wing. Hirsch back to Avery, and now they'll work it to the corner. Butler holds it above her head, fires it back out, around the wheel it goes. Steiner, now Hirsch, left wing, baseline, Butler wide open, three on the way, good. Oh, man. Oh,
you got to know where she's at.
26-13. Ball game score, pass comes in play, and it's going to be a traveling call on the near side against Wazika Steuben's Kylie Manning, who is double-teamed.
Now, Kylie actually missed about 8 weeks of the season with a collarbone broke, so she's
Ooh.
Back. So,
oh, that's a tough injury.
And she was a starter, Phil, but she's having, you know, I think it's more in her head than anything of the pain and stuff.
Argyle Pecatonica knocked it away. It's out of bounds and last touched by the Argyle Pecatonica team. So it'll be Wazika Steuben ball.
So, yeah, again, another turnover, Phil. So
8:50 remaining here in the first half. 13-point lead for Argyle Pecatonica. Ball comes into Allie Wall. Wall at half court. Air mails it over to the right side. Caught now by Emma Wall. Wall inside, down low. Shot of the way. Good by Allie Wall.
That's Wazika Horner basketball right there.
26-15. The Walls working together on
yes,
the last two baskets.
Yep.
Baskets in play. Argyle Pecatonica off to Kylie Butler. And the ball is held out on the near side by Steiner. She'll try a three. It is good. Avery Steiner with a three. 29-15. And the ball comes across the timeline. Pass to the right side. Ball fake. Nothing for Wall. Back to the near side. Morgan Berger. Now Wall, they'll reverse it to right. Natalie holds it above her head, drives lane, kicks it out. Three-pointer Wazika Steuben. It is good for Morgan Berger.
I mean, I think the press might be disrupting Wazika's, you know, their man-to-man press, but it's kind of disrupting them coming down the floor.
Getting on a rhythm a little
yep,
bit.
They are.
29-18, 11-point game. Peck Argyle with the lead. Butler deep three. NBA style. It is good.
That kid, she's got 1,000 points. I mean, that girl can score.
It'll be the first time I've ever seen a sophomore score 1,000 points in a career. That's unbelievable. 32-18, tough shot on the way. No good by Peck Argyle, I should say Wazika Steuben, and they save it in bounds to the Hornets. Three on the way. That one is good for Allie Wall. We got a shootout going
we
tonight.
We got a shootout.
32-21. It's hard to keep the running score going here tonight.
I gave up, Phil.
I'm pushing my pencil. There's a lob inside, knocked away by the Hornets, out of bounds. Pass intended for Bree Peterson.
Nice defense by Allie Wall, the 5'8 senior.
Bree Peterson, a 5'11 player. Gives him some height on the inside. So here comes Kylie Butler to inbound the ball. Does, brings it to the corner. Three on the way, and good for Avery Steiner. That makes it 35-21. High scoring game. Still seven to go in the first half. Here's an up ahead. Offensive foul called as driving inside was Natalie Wright. And the officials saw the defender is being set, Hank.
Yeah, I think that was a good call, Phil. I really do. I mean, from up here, you could see that she was there before she left the ground. And it was probably an easy call, Phil.
It'll be the first on Natalie Wright, third on Wazika Steuben. Just one foul called on Argyle Pecatonica. Pass comes into the baseline area. Tish's pass knocked away. Picked off by the Hornets. Morgan Berger up the sideline is double-teamed. Throws it off the Argyle player. Throws it again, and that one goes out of bounds. She tried the first time.
Yes,
it came right back to her.
Yeah, I think Wazika, you know, with the team foul situation, I think they're going to have to attack them inside a little bit more than what they're doing. So
take it to the hoop?
Yeah, they're relying on the three, and they're not hitting them right now. So
pass comes in play. Hornets set it up. Left side, Cameron Herta. Herta with the basket on the drive. Knocked away by Argyle Pecatonica. It's loose on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by the Hornets. Now the ball knocked away again. Picked up by the Hornets. They'll bring it left side. Right. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound Argyle Pecatonica. And a timeout taken by Argyle Pecatonica. 6:16 remaining. First half. They lead it. 35-21 over Wazika Steuben in area girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
I'll tell you, Hank, it's hard. We needed a timeout just to catch our breath.
Yes, we did.
What a game.
What a ball game. Well, it's a treat, isn't it? I mean, to have bonus coverage on WRCO and get a game like this.
Both teams showing just tremendous athleticism.
Yes, they are.
Argyle Pecatonica puts it in play. They lead by 14 and 6:13 remaining in the first half. They'll take it across the timeline, set it up on the baseline, hold it up. Now is Tish. Tish throws it high post. That's Wellnitz. Brooke kicks it back out. Now on a drive. Tough shot off the glass. Still good for Steiner. And a foul called on the offense. So we'll wait to see. Was that on the shot?
That was on the shot.
Okay. So that'll be against Steiner, which will be her second, if that's the case. And coming in for the inbound will be the Hornets. Mr. Fabulous Tim Thede will get us some scores for the Filney flip phone tonight.
Yes, you have a nice flip phone.
Pass comes in play, and it's caught now by the Hornets across the timeline for Berger. Morgan drives. It's knocked away by Wellness and loose on the floor. She gets it loose again, but she's called for traveling. It'll come back to Argyle Pecatonica. They have the ability to real frustrate you.
Well, they will trap you anywhere. Peck Argyle will trap you anywhere you're at on the floor. So if you pick up the basketball, be ready for that.
Here goes the inbound pass. And walking it across the timeline, Argyle Pecatonica. Steiner holds it on the left wing. Now uses the dribble. Wazika Steuben playing the matchup. Person to person. Steiner takes it top of the circle. And now Azika Steuben, I think, has switched to his zone.
It looks like they went to his zone.
Yep. Top of the key. Now the ball goes right.
Maybe a box and one, Phil.
Tish, left side, knocked away and picked up again by Argyle. Now picked up at half court. No pass is safe. Inside, they'll kick it out now. There's a three. No good for Loretta Tish. And the rebound by Wazika Steuben. They'll baseball it up the sideline. Bounce feed. Nice fast break. Left up. Yep, good. And a foul called on Argyle Pecatonica. Emma Wall scores.
Hey, three great passes, Phil. Wazika's went to a box and one down there on the end, on the defensive end, it looks like. Box and one Kylie Butler, so, which I probably would too. Just a sophomore. That's crazy.
35-23, Wazika Steuben was within 12. Foul on Loretta Tish. Fouls are even at three. Free throw to make one is on the way. No good. Rebound by Butler. And she'll take it the other way. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass to the corner. Argyle Pecatonica works it low. Nothing. They'll kick it back out. Steiner with the basketball. Back to Tish. Entry pass. Free throw line. It's up. Blocked by Wazika Steuben. Unders with the block, taken away again by Argyle Pecatonica. Backdoor pass, shot short for Butler. Rebound by the Hornets of Wazika Steuben. Boy, change of possession.
Boy, it's quick.
It is crazy. Pass comes across to Alley Wall, throws it backdoor, and now on the inside move, they're going to call it traveling on Isabella Bunder.
She's doing the right thing. She's just taking to the hoop. She just took an extra step there, Phil, so.
Well, it's a little bit intimidating going in there to take a shot.
And she's just a freshman, I believe, Miss Bunders is. Nope, she's a sophomore. Isabella's a sophomore. My apologies.
But I think you tend to hurry things when you know that it's going to be pressured. Pass comes right side. Now left side for Tish. Entry pass there for Wellnitz. Kicks it back out. Around the wheel it goes. Steiner on the near side. Steiner on a drive. Left side, Tish. Looking for a screen. Goes right side, Wellnitz. Nothing. Now back to Steiner. Wellness open. Three from the wing. It is no good. And the rebound pulled down. Put back up. No good. By Argyle Pecatonica. Rebound by Wazika Steuben's Macy Mitchell. Mitchell in the backcourt. Brings it across the half-court line. Emma Wall is trapped. Now gives to Wright. 3:45 remaining in the first half. Here's a deep three for the Hornets. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Anna Tisch. It'll come back the other way. Outlet pass now for Butler. Butler dribbles the ball near the top of the circle. 35-23. You've actually got a little bit of a scoring drought.
And if you notice, Emma Wall for Wazika's all over Kayla Butler for in the box and one. So
it's working right now.
It is working right now. It's worked for the last couple more minutes, and she carried the basketball. I thought she got away with it earlier in the game, Phil, but they did catch her right there. She's really, really putting that underneath her hand and carrying it.
Turnover on Pecatonica Argyle, and it goes back to the Hornets right near the midcourt line. Cameron Herta back in. Coming out is Allie Wall, and the Hornets looking to put it in, and they will. Here's Wright penetrating, throws it to the corner. Ball fake, nothing there. Down to the low post. Shot up, blocked by Brooke Wellnitz. Baseball's it the other way. Caught by Butler, and now she'll set up in the corner. Drives baseline all the way through. Dishes now to Tisch. Outlet now. Here's Steiner for three on the rim. No good. Rebound Hornets. And Cameron Herta in the backcourt. Herta drives around the defender. Takes it half court. Throws it baseline. And there's a scoop shot in the lane. No good by Mitchell. And Wazika Steuben steps out of bounds. Other scores. Cuba City leads New Glarus 22-15. Also, Onalaska and West Salem tied early at 9. Westfield 15, Neillsville 11.
It's amazing what you get on your flip phone, Phil.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yep. We'll see now. Looks like both teams kind of catching a little bit of a breather with 2:45 to play. And Kylie Butler brings it in.
Kylie Manning in back in for the Hornets, Phil.
All right. Across the timeline is Avery Steiner. Steiner hands off to Butler. Left side. There's Tisch.
Oh, nice.
Backdoor
goal.
Pass. Shot is good by Butler. That'll make it 37-23. Pass knocked away. Picked off by Butler. She'll get an open two, and it's good. Boy, she's tough.
You just can't pass the ball to them, though, and that's what they're doing. I still think they're nervous. It looks like they're nervous.
39-23, Argyle Pecatonica back to a 16-point lead. Half court, Butler knocks it away, and the Hornets trying to save it. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Man, oh, man. And as you mentioned, no pass is safe. Early on, I think the Hornets were doing all right against that full court, but it's really cinched in now.
Right. Em and Allie both at the wall back in for the Hornets.
So the inbound pass will come from the Wazika Steuben bench area.
Natalie Wright has to come out for blood on her lip.
Morgan Berger returns for the coach, Coach McCulloch. All right, 2:08 to play, first half. 16-point lead for Argyle Pecatonica. Allie Wall going back door and knocked away. Out of bounds off of Cameron Herta. Butler made a great defensive play.
Yes, it's there. I mean, you can't force something in there. I mean, they're a good defensive basketball team. So
Baskin's in play, and Macy on the near side. It's going to be Steiner guarded by Mitchell, and Steiner walks it across. 1:52 remaining, first half. They fake the handoff to Butler. Almost a double dribble. She'll drive. Shot on the way, no good for Steiner. And now rebound in the corner by Hirsch. Back door. Tough shot. Up, no good for Wellnitz. And out of bounds, it'll be Peck Argyle ball.
Yep. Lack of rebound in there again. You know, everybody wanted to walk out here. But what she did, she actually touched the basketball. So she had another dribble. So
1:39 remaining, first half. Pass comes in play in the lane. Shot on the way and good on that mid-range jumper by Brooke Wellnitz. 41-23, the lead increases. Hornets in the backcourt, up to the midcourt line. They'll sling it across. Kylie Manning, fast backdoor, knocked away. Picked up, there it is again by Wellnitz. Up to Butler, she'll score again. They are a machine.
Well, I tell you what, you got to get back. You got to play defense all the way around.
43-23, Pecatonica Argyle. Hornets stopped in the backcourt. Allie Wall near side throws it back door. Picked off again by Wellnitz. Up ahead for Butler and out of bounds. It'll belong to Wazika Steuben. It's amazing the ground that Brooke Wellnitz covered.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, what about Kylie Butler? She's been up and down this floor. I mean,
and she's been the benefactor of some passes from Wellnitz.
Yes.
The full court.
We've got 63 points with a minute to go.
Crazy. Ball comes in to Wright. Wright. Now back to the middle, and Emma Wall, and the Wazika Steuben Hornets will set it up across the timeline. They'll throw it away into the crowd. Unforced turnover. That's tough.
It is tough. And I know Ben McCulloch is frustrated, and you know, you just got to settle down. They're not out of this game. They just have to limit the turnovers. So
got to find a way to slow them down on the fast break, and that's easier said than done. Pass goes left side to Maddie Hirsch. Throws it down to Brooke Wellman. Going back door, knocked away, and the Hornets and Argyle Thekinonica are going to be tied up. Jump ball called. So it will come back to the Hornets on the arrow. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Pass comes in play, caught by Kylie Manning. Manning on the right side, drives across half court. Wazika Steuben setting up the offense. Manning hands off now to right. 26 seconds in the quarter. Ball left side, held up by Wall. Back to the top of the circle. Manning drives, knocked away from her, and a foul is called. That'll be the fourth on Pecatonic Argyle. Fouls are even here tonight.
Yes, they are. You can tell we're in the sectional semifinals because of the fouls, you know.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, the inbound pass for Wazika Steuben, looking, and they'll get it in. Into the corner, 17 seconds. Wall holds it, Allie Wall. Back it goes to Kylie Manning, drives with 10 seconds. Bouncy left side, Elizabeth Wright throws it back door, threw it away.
Four in a row.
Yeah, that hurts when you don't at least get a shot up.
You know, and both of these teams, you can't give them opportunities. So, and you have to make the best of the opportunities that you get. And Peck right now is doing that.
Steiner catches half court, drives down to the baseline. Little runner on the baseline is good. And that'll make it 45-23, the lead at halftime for Argyle Pecatonica. Wow, they look tough here, and they lead.
Oh, I tell you.
By 22.
22 points at the halftime. I mean, again, Bill, you can't give a good team opportunities. I mean, the last four trips down the floor, was he just turned the ball over. They just have to clean that up, and they should be okay.
You know, the fact that Wellness and Butler play so well together, somebody asked me a long time ago about, you know, we saw the Templin girls come through Weston and Richland Center. Somebody asked me about Carrie, and I said, what I remember about her is it's almost like she had a twin sister on the floor. How can she be getting a steal, and now she's at the other end?
Right.
And that's
right.
What Brooke Wellness reminds me of a little bit, too.
Yep.
How was she? She was down floor getting steals and then hitting the outlet, and then she's down.
Then she's down hitting the layup.
Hitting the layup.
And 3-point. Yeah. I mean, they're a pretty good basketball team.
The level of play sometimes, you know, you think you've got some good players, and then you see another play, and you're like, wow.
And I think a lot of people right now, I honestly think that Peck Argyle's a good basketball team, and I'm not taking nothing away from them. But I don't think Wazika's playing the level that they should be playing right now tonight. And I think Ben will get them back on track. You just have to settle them down.
Yep, that's the big thing.
Because, you know, Wazika's known for the threes in the Ridge and Valley. I mean, they just has Herta scored any at all?
Cameron Herta has not scored. No.
See, and what is she averaging? She's averaging 13, I believe.
I believe
13
so.
Or 12.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing things that they're not accustomed to doing, and that's turning the ball over, not scoring, and, you know, and the lack of rebounding. We talked about at the first. So,
here at halftime, 45-23, Pecatonica Argyle with a lead over Wazika Steuben. We'll be back after the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Second round WIAA tournament basketball games coming up tomorrow night include the Ithaca Bulldogs playing at North Crawford, co-champions. Both teams have won better than 20 games, and they are playing on the second night of the tournament. It should be a marquee matchup. I talked to Coach Mike Benson of Ithaca about the team's opening win over Kickapoo.
Oh, we came out strong. We played good overall. So defense, we let them drive down the middle a little bit too much. So working on fixing that, because obviously if you watch game tape, they're going to try to do the same thing. So working on improving that part of it.
We'll have coverage tomorrow night live from North Crawford High School as Ithaca plays at North Crawford. Hillsborough is at Potosi in the other part of the bracket, so it's a really good regional coming down in Division 5. Cashton will host Highland coming up tomorrow night, and Royal is home against Alma Pepin. DeSoto is at River Ridge, and Assumption plays at Cochrane Fountain City among the area games. In D4, Iowa Grant will be playing at Mineral Point. Westby will be at Belleville. Cuba City is hosting Lancaster. Broadhead is playing at Darlington. Whitehall is at Durand, Arkansas. And Regis will be taking on Aquinas in D4. Division 2 boys basketball, Reedsburg will be at Pewaukee. Baraboo is playing at Wauwatosa West. It is Portage traveling to Beaver Dam and Seymour and Mosinee. La Crosse Central plays at Fox Valley Lutheran, and La Crosse Logan will play at West Salem among the games coming up in D2 boys basketball. Winners of Friday night's games will advance to play in the regional championships coming up on Saturday night across the state. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
WRC 45-23, Pecatonica Argyle leading the Wazika Steuben Hornets here at halftime. Elsewhere tonight, Cuba City is up on New Glarus, 33-20 at halftime. Neillsville, 21-19 over Westfield. West Salem, 30-25 over Onalaska. McFarland, 32. Elkhorn, 21. Among the games going on tonight, Cochrane Fountain City at last word, as mentioned, leading by 15 over Royal.
Royal's going to get the winner of this one.
Yep, that'll be the winner on Saturday afternoon at 1.
Yep, Saturday afternoon at 1. So
Portage.
And tomorrow night we look forward to Ithaca at North Crawford boys.
Yeah, that's going to be, I mean, what a treat to see this one tonight. Yep. To see that one tomorrow night.
You could say that. That's going to be the third time they meet, and you got to see two out of three of them. That's that's an awesome, awesome thing. So
yeah, they're good.
Two good basketball teams.
And it's too bad, you know, you talk about North Crawford and Ithaca, both have more than 20 wins, and they're meeting in the second round of the tournament.
Yeah, it's just.
And their seeding going on, it's just a matter, that's the regional is that good.
Yeah, the regional, I mean, you've got Potosi, you had Royal in there. I mean.
Hillsborough?
Yeah, Hillsborough. I mean, tomorrow Potosi plays Hillsborough.
And that's not a gimme.
No. Nope. 8 seed Hillsborough.
I mean, Hillsborough's a good basketball team.
Yep, you bet.
So, I believe out of their 24 games, 21 of them, they were leading at the half.
Is that right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you really have to look. I mean, I think Hillsborough beat Center. Is that right there earlier in the year?
I don't think they played this year.
They didn't.
You're putting me on the spot, but Hillsborough and Richland Center played for a million years, but I don't think they played this year.
Okay.
So
I thought that for some reason, maybe I'm thinking Wisconsin Heights, because I think they played Heights twice.
Yeah, they did play Wisconsin Heights
twice. Okay, so maybe that's what I'm thinking. So.
Which is kind of a rarity.
Yeah.
Well, looking at the scoreboard tonight here for Pecatonica-Argyle, 45 first half points. 23 from sophomore Kylie Butler, 10 for Avery Steiner, 6 each for Loretta Tisch and Brooke Wellnitz. For Wazika Steuben, Allie Wall has 9, 5 points for Morgan Berger, 4 for Elizabeth Wright, Emma Wall and Natalie Wright each have 2. 2 threes for Wazika Steuben, Morgan Berger and Allie Wall each connected from beyond the arc, and they are 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 5 three-pointers for Argyle Pecatonica, and they are 0 for 1 at the free throw line. 45-23, and as far as keys, is it possible to slow down this Argyle Pecatonica team?
You know, number one, you can't turn the basketball over in the backcourt. That's huge. I mean, I bet you, how many layups? I haven't been keeping track of layups, but, I mean, they've had probably 20 points off layups, fills off turnovers in the backcourt, and you can't do that.
They're very good at finishing, and that's the other thing. You see so many teams that, hey, they can get the steal, they can play the press, but then they throw up a brick on a layup. You got to finish when you're doing that, and that's what they're doing.
You have to finish at this level, and they are. I mean, but you can't. And again, we're going to go back to opportunities. Wazika keeps giving them opportunities. They have to clean that up in the second half, and just start chipping away. And one bucket, you know, 1-3 is not going to come out and get them in. But you got to chip away, play good defense, continue playing the box and one. Make sure that you limit them on the offensive end, and then you know attack them in the lane. So,
yeah, if possible, keep chipping away. You can get it down to single digits, but that's a long way right now.
It is right. You know, right now you're looking at what 25 points or 22 points.
22.
And you know, let's have a goal here at the 14 minute mark. Let's see if we can get it under 15 and keep going at that point. So. You got to have a goal to start out.
Argyle Pecatonica will be bringing it in from the half-court line. Brooke Wellnitz will start it in play. She's got Kylie Butler on the near side and Anna Steiner along with Loretta Tisch. And looking down low, possibly it would be Brooke Wellnitz and Bree Peterson. And here comes the inbound pass, and Argyle Pecatonica with a pass knocked away by the Hornets out of bounds. Almost got a steal.
Yep, that's better defense.
Yep. Wazika Steuben back with Wright and Herta, Berger and Wall. And Wall, ball comes in play. They're going back door with a pass, and it's tipped left by Wazika Steuben and out of bounds. It'll belong to Argyle Pecatonica from the baseline. 45-23, they lead it here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Kylie Butler holds it above her head, looks, fires it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and in and out for Tisch. Rebound, Hornets, outlet pass deflected, picked off by the Argyle Pecatonica team. The shot by Butler for 3, no good, gets her own rebound, drives low, dishes low, picked up, shot up, no good, foul called on Wazika Steuben.
This seems like they're a step behind them.
I would like to know, how many passes have actually gone clean tonight? You know, I'm not saying being stolen,
right?
But how many times are they tipped?
You're talking about from Wazika to Wazika.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 80 or 85%.
Because they
get tipped a lot.
Free throw on the way, and no good for Anna Tisch.
Pecatonica has their hands up, and you know, they're playing great defense. So
that's the first foul on Allie Wall of the Hornets. Second throw for Tisch. Gives it a spin. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Allie Wall.
They're 0 for 3 at the line, so maybe that's her weakness.
Ball goes knocked away by Butler again at midcourt. Hornets turn it over. Avery Steiner got away from the defender and scores on a layup. 47-23, Argyle Pecatonica.
She's just a freshman.
I know, but two sophomores and a freshman. And
we had two sophomores, two freshmen, and a senior start for Peck.
Wow. Pass goes down to Wall. Lob far side. Three-point around the wing. No good. In and out for Cameron Herta. Rebound now by Emma Wall. Backs up. She'll shoot a three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound by Loretta Tisch. Outlet pass now for Butler. Moving and grooving into the lane. Turnaround. 14-footer good.
She's smooth, Phil.
49-23 in favor of the Argyle Pets team, and they're going to get a steal. And Butler finally made a mistake. She threw it away into the stands, going for the fast break. It'll come back the other way. Butler, I'm told, played last year, I want to say, for Darlington.
Oh, is that?
That's what somebody told me.
Okay.
So pass comes in play, and the Hornets with the ball.
She's a good ball player, and there's another steal by her.
Gets another steal. Butler pulls away from the pack, drives in, and scores again. 51-23, Argyle Pecatonica. Hornets bring it into Allie Wall. She is fouled at midcourt on the fast break attempt. So the Hornets will get the ball out of bounds on the near sideline after the foul is called. Didn't have a lot of fouls in the first half.
Four to three, I think. Yeah.
Into the game, number 14, Kylie Manning for the Hornets, and number 5, Maddie Hirsch for Argyle Pecatonica. Inbounding the ball, the Hornets, they'll put it in. Kylie Manning up around the half-court line off the screen, drives left side, bounce feed now to Cameron Herta. She'll shoot a three. It is good. Nicely done.
Yeah, nice done. Nicely done.
51-26. Nearly 2 minutes gone in the second half. Tournament games are also quick-moving.
Well, they move, don't they?
They do. Pass goes right side. They'll kick it out. It's caught now by Tisch. Right side, Butler on a drive. And in the lane, tough shot. Will it go? Rebound fought for. The Hornets get it on the end line. Cameron Herta with the outlet pass now to Kylie Manning.
Great defense there by the Peck.
Very good. Ball goes right side. Herta to the baseline. Three on the way, and it's no good. Off the rim for Berger. Hornets rebound, and they'll reset. Moving now is Cameron Herta. Goes left side to Manning. Leaves it off for the baseline. Berger. Berger. Entry pass for Allie Wall. Shot blocked by Butler. Going up again. Shot no good. She kicks it out. Manning for three. Got it. Good perseverance by the Hornets.
Yep.
51-28.
Keep fighting through everything. Nice rebounds there on the floor.
They only gave her a two on that one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that's all that's on the board. Pass comes left side. It's caught near side by Tisch. She'll shoot a three, and it's on the back of the iron. Bounces off. No good. Rebound Argyle Pecatonica. Up and good on the putback by Loretta Tisch. 53-28 in favor of the Argyle Pecatonica team. 14:50 remaining here in sectional semifinal action. Ball goes to Manning. Back to the right side, Allie Wall. Wall drives to the baseline for the Hornets. Entry pass stolen away by Brooke Wellnitz. Outlet pass now for Tisch. Tisch down the boulevard, shot away, and it is good. Hornets tried to take a charge and could not. Pass comes in for the Hornets. Allie Wall pulls away from the back, throws to the corner. Three on the way, on the rim. No good for Cameron Herta. Out of bounds. Last touch by Wazika Suba.
They're letting him play a little bit, Phil, so got to be strong with the ball.
You know, and that's the thing. It does seem like tournament games go faster. It seems like they let them play.
Yep.
It seems like the games are better.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Know? Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about maybe with each level a little bit more talented team, too.
Yep.
But you notice that. Good, quick games. Ball goes right side down into the inside. Turning around, they're going low for Butler on a give and go, and her shot is good. Off the assist from Brooke Wellnitz.
They play so well together.
They do. It's like they know where everybody
is
at all times. 57-28, ball comes into Berger, down to the baseline for the Hornets. Ball knocked away, picked up now by Allie Wall. Shot on the way, no good. Gets her own miss, shot no good. Foul called, and the Hornets go to the line. So Allie Wall heads to the free throw line. Wazika Steuben, 2 of 3 from the stripe.
You know, tomorrow night, I'm on the road again tomorrow night, and our crew will let him play. I mean, we're going to call, they really stress verticality here, so... So, you know, and a lot of times you see the offense or the defense is straight up and the offense making contact, people wanting a foul. But, you know, if the defense is straight up, you can't call a foul.
Yep.
I mean, it should be that way the whole year.
Yes, it should. Free throw is good by Wall. She makes them both. 57-30. and the pass comes in play. I mean, if it's a blatant...
without question, yeah.
It's one thing. Ball comes across. Butler moves to the left side, kicks to the corner. Three-pointer, Argyle Pecatonica. No good. Rims off for Matty Hirsch. Rebound by Wazika Steuben. They're off and running. Here it comes up the near side. Layup try. Good by Macy Mitchell. That's her first basket. 57-32. Hornets kind of settling in a little bit.
Yes, they are.
13-20. A lot of time to go. Big lead by Argyle Pecatonica, though, from the start. They have never trailed in this game. Pass goes low block, now back to the high post, and around the horn it goes. Alexis Rosensteel into the game, seeing her first action for Argyle Pecatonica. Pass goes left side, here's Matty Hirsch, dumps it low, turnaround shot up, and good by Wellness. 59-32, Wazika Steuben with the basketball. Up to the midcourt line for Ali Wall. Dumps it across. Gets it. Give and go. Now back to the corner. Here's Mitchell for three. No good. Rebound. Front four. Jump ball on the inline. No. Ripped away by Bunders. Now ripped away by the Hornets. Tough shot by Ali Wall. No good, but a foul call.
Good attack in there.
So Wall goes back to the free throw line. So what are that basketball survived? They were fighting over it.
Yes, they were. But again, you know, a lot of officials here at this level have patient whistles, and that's what happens.
Free throw is good by Wall.
Randy Manning, he is one of the guys that I work with. His favorite saying is, have a patient whistle, and you need to.
Yeah. Yep,
you need to have a patient whistle, so.
Next free throw coming up for Ali Wall in the air, and it is no good. And the rebound by Argyle Pecatonica. 59-33. They lead it here at RCHS tonight. 12 and a half to play. Kylie Butler takes it over to the right side. Fires it now to Anna Tisch. Dumps it inside. There's Wellness. Shot up. Blocked by Mitchell. Saves it on the end line. Back to Elizabeth Wright. Macy Mitchell having a good second half.
Yeah, that's a nice play by Macy.
Back to Natalie Wright. Now to Wright. Elizabeth Wright. She scores. Hornets making a little bit of a run.
Yep.
59-35, Argyle Pecatonica. Just over 12 minutes remaining as Kylie Butler brings it across the left side. Matty Hirsch off the screen. Gets it back to the top of the circle. Fakes the handoff to Butler. Swings it over to the left side. Taken there by Hirsch. Hirsch nowhere to go. Fires it back. Top of the wheel. That's Wellness. Wellness hands off to Tisch. They pulled it out a little bit against the person-to-person matchup. Matty Hirsch, nowhere to go, back to Brooke Wellness. Lobs it now for Butler. Kylie on a drive, free throw line left. Stops, spins it inside, Wellness lays it up.
Good.
Well played.
Yeah. Peck is in no hurry to score.
No, they don't need to be.
No.
Good patience. 61-35 across the timeline it goes. Natalie Wright throws it to the right side. Three-pointer, Wazika Steuben off the rim for Mitchell. Rebound in the inside by Bunders. Back to the near side, Elizabeth Wright. Right to the corner, Wall for a three. No good for Alley. And the rebound pulled down by Wellness. Wellness with the outlet pass to Butler, who walks it down. I didn't know Argyle Pecatonica knew like a lower gear than low gear. They're slowing it up a little bit.
But right now they're just being patient. They're not going to get anything but a layup.
I think they can play any style. Backdoor pass.
What a pass.
Wellness throws it inside. The foul called on Wazika Steuben. Kylie Butler goes to the line.
That looked like a Brett Favre pass in the end zone. They were hands everywhere, and that one person touched it.
And she had her back to
the
player, too. It was kind of a peripheral vision look. It wasn't a no-look, but pretty impressive. Free throw for Butler in the air, and it is no good. So this is the only thing that I can say about Argyle Pecatonica's game. They're 0 for 4 from the free throw line.
They're 0 for 4 from the free throw line, yeah.
Otherwise, everything's been pretty impressive. Butler gets a second look. Takes a aim right now. This one on the way, and that one is good. She hit 30 with that one right there.
Already.
62-35.
With 10:35 to go in the second half.
Isn't that something? Pass comes across to Wellness. Wellness on the right wing. Drives down deep, and now nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Ball to the left side. Elizabeth Wright thought about a three. Now throws it low. Turning in is Bunders. Throws it inside. Lost and picked off by Argyle Pecatonica. Tisch up to Wellness. Brooke shakes the D. Shot no good, but she is fouled, and she'll go to the line. So Brooke will take a look. and get a chance to look. She is only a freshman, as mentioned. Plays
for fullness,
like,
yeah.
Plays like she's a little older.
You know what? Both of those freshmen and softball play a little bit older. I mean, we talked about their coach having them ready, and you see that. I mean, they can play.
They definitely can. First free throw is missed. She'll get one more. In the air, and that one is good by Brooke Wellnitz of Argyle Pecatonica. They lead 63-35.
She's 5'10 and looks a little bit bigger than that.
Pass goes top of the wheel for Wazika Steuben. Down to the baseline. Cameron Herta is cut off. Ball knocked away by Wellnitz and out of bounds. And it'll belong to Argyle Pecatonica. They are just not allowing a lot for Cameron Herta.
No, they're not. They're not. I think Cameron's hit a three, and that's about it. So, very, very well game planned.
10 minutes remaining in the game, 63-35. Penetrating a bit, Argyle Pecatonica. Tough shot won't go for Loretta Tisch. And the rebound pulled down by Cameron Herta. And now they'll bring it the other way. Herta slings it to the baseline. Mitchell backs in. Nothing there. Knocked away. Picked up now by Argyle Pecatonica. Outlet pass for Loretta Tisch. Now walking it across the timeline will be Avery Steiner. Steiner to Tisch. They're working it low. Hornets trying to knock it away, and they will. Nice play by Elizabeth Wright. A.C. Mitchell gets the loose change. And with 9:22 to go, the Hornets have it knocked away, and a ball that is kicked out of bounds. Good sportsmanship.
Oh, yes.
Helping each other up. Like to see that.
And both ways have been good. Great sportsmanship. So I don't think either of the coaches would have anything less.
Emma Wall comes in, Allie Wall as well, and here comes the inbound pass for Wazika Steuben. Elizabeth Wright throws it left side. Emma Wall inside Allie Wall, kicks to the corner. Cameron Herta holds it up overhead, cross court, knocked away by Wellness, picked up again by the Hornets. 9:05 remaining, 63-35. They trail, three-pointer, oh, blocked by Wellness. Gets the up ahead, she'll go in and lay it in, good. That was impressive.
That's impressive. But you got to give credit where Pecatonica's defense. Anytime there's an entry pass inside, it's really, really tough to get it in there.
It is.
I mean, there's a hand or two of them.
There's a 10-foot runner in the lane. That is good for Elizabeth Wright of Wazika Steuben. 65-37. Argyle Pecatonica leads with 8:35 remaining in the game here tonight at RCHS. Taking it across to Avery Steiner. And they'll set it up now down to the baseline. And they'll throw it away. Again, an unforced turnover. That's something they have not done very much tonight. Hornets will get it back. 8:23 to play. 65-37. Argyle Pecatonica back on the defense. Allie Wall for Wazika Steuben. Top of the circle. Throws it inside. There's Emma Wall. Makes a move. She's fouled on the play. She should get two, shouldn't she?
She should get two. Yep.
So they'll mark that off on the near side. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show and our Duncan turning point of the game. Following this one tonight, free throw is good by Emma Wall. 65-38.
Emma's a junior. She'll be back next year. Allie is a senior. She'll be gone after this year, so.
Free throw is good. Oh, Wazika Steuben's free throw percentage is better than Argyle Pecatonica. 65-39. And the ball in the hands of number one, Kylie Butler. Butler goes left side to Loretta Tisch. Tisch holds it above her head, looks inside. Nothing, nowhere to go. Now she'll drive back to the right side. Wazika Steuben out, matching up, trying to slow him up here on the outside. Loretta Tisch, left side. Again, Argyle Pecatonica bringing it out. Low on the process.
They're just very patient.
Pass back to Butler off the screen. Nowhere to go. Goes back to the right side. Caught by Wellnitz. Wellnitz to Avery Steiner. Steiner, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Wellnitz. Wellnitz back to Steiner. Left side, Peterson down to the baseline. On a drive. Butler. Yep. And no good. Foul on the floor. I guess the basket did go, Hank. But
it did go, but it's not going to count.
That will be the fourth foul on Wazika Steuben. They'll bring in number 12, Morgan Berger. Number 14, Kylie Manning. That foul is on Allie Wall, her second. Into the game is Maddie Hirsch. Pass comes in play. Argyle Pecatonica's three is no good. Rebound, Elizabeth Wright. Wright going to bring it out to half court. Fires it off to the baseline. Now comes
nice
back
pass.
Low. There's Wall. Shot no good. Partially blocked by Wellness. Picked up now. Avery Steiner will slow it up. And Argyle Pecatonica will set it up. Top of the baseline area they're looking. Nothing there. Now Wellness works it back to Steiner. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Steiner on a drive. Back to Wellness. Holds it above her head. Now drives around the defender. Goes low. Throws it baseline. Turnaround shot on the way and good for Bree Peterson, her first basket.
Bree Peterson's a senior. I think one of two or one of three on the Peck team.
Pretty impressive. 67-39.